and welcome to the AOI Podcast Studio. My name is Jeff Mall. I'm Executive Director with Visit Lincoln. Welcome to another episode of Lincoln Visits, where you get to be introduced to the people that make the place, the attractions, the events, the tourism community as a whole. And I am super excited today to welcome Alex Guthrie with Top Notch Management. Alex, welcome to Lincoln.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah. You're kind of getting used to this community over the last few years.
Coming to my second home.
Yeah, it is. Before we get to this year's event, the Lincoln Challenger, let's talk a little bit about Top Notch Management. I've had a chance to do some research on the internet. You guys are doing a ton for the tennis industry.
Yeah, so Top Notch, we're based out of Cleveland, Ohio, which is where I live as well. And we're first and foremost a global sports marketing agency. So our core business is actually representing professional tennis players. So we have probably 20 players ranked the top 100 in the world on the men's and the women's side. So that's kind of our core business. And then where I come into play, we have an events division that I'm the director of. And so we do professional tennis tournaments throughout the country.
Talent agency for the tennis industry.
Yes.
Plus real estate events.
Yeah. So yeah, the two and two supplement each other. We try to recruit players by getting them to play our events and then get them in the door. And then we help their business career.
Yeah.
Off the court.
How long have you been with the company?
So I've been with them for 7 years now. So, yeah.
That's a long time. That's a lot of tennis.
It's a lot. I've watched a lot of tennis. But yeah.
Tennis player at one point in your life?
So there's kind of a saying, if you can't play it, you coach it. Where I come into that, if you can't play it, you coach it. If you can't coach it, you manage it. So that's where I kind of find followed out. Yeah, fire. But yeah, I played Division III college tennis, had a great time, but kind of my passion was in the behind the scenes and the business side of tennis. So that's where, I'm incredibly lucky to get to come and do tournaments like this in various cities throughout the United States, get to know other towns that I don't live in, and yeah, put on shows for the spectators.
So your favorite city is Lincoln, correct?
Lincoln.
Like outside of your hometown.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
I like that. Nice job. Way to cue that up. We brought it home on that one. So that's good. This will mark year three of the Lincoln Challenger. My chance to get to know you was in year one, running around. It was an outdoor event. It had landed in Lincoln and very much at the last minute. I think this community did a great job. Visit Lincoln's role, the University of Nebraska. Talk about the last 3 years, how the event has evolved. We changed the season a little bit to when it lands. So give us a snapshot of the first 2 years in Lincoln and what the experience was like.
Yeah, so the first year we came in the August of 2024, but we didn't start planning it till June of 2024. So I got a call from someone in Lincoln. They were very interested to host this event. The ATP was trying to put a last minute stop on the calendar. And so the next day I was on the phone with Derek Bombeck and trying to ask him, hey, can this really work in this town? And he assured me it could. And here we are 3 years later. The first year with only having 7-8 weeks of planning was kind of just a let's get it up and going, let's see what we can do here type of story. Last year we evolved a more robust ticketing system, more sponsorship opportunities, a bigger, like an actual stadium court per se. And then coming this year, we're back into the summertime, July 12th through the 19th. And it's a really unique opportunity to expand outside, and the setting outside is just a cool spot at the Sid and Hazel Dillon Tennis Center, just a great summertime place to hang out at. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at now. We're looking to, year three, now that we've got 2 years of legs under us, trying to keep building the momentum on what we've already built here and also just create like a good event out of it. The tennis is going to be there. The tennis is going to be spectacular. But what's going on outside the court is just as important to us, just to appeal to whether it's just a traditional sports fan or just someone looking for summer entertainment that may be looking to do something unique and new that they've ever done before. So trying to check all those boxes.
Talk about your partnership with the University of Nebraska. I know their tennis program loves it that you're here.
Yeah.
It's good exposure for the program.
Yeah. So they're only one of eight men's campuses in the entire nation that hosts something of this size. So for the Nebraska men's tennis team, I mean, that already from a recruiting standpoint puts them on the map. For the players themselves, Top Notch has what we call wild cards, that players that can't get into the event on their ranking. We have the ability to fast track them again in the tournament. So the last 2 years, we've had about 10 different Nebraska players participate in the event, and something that they otherwise would not be able to play at this level. So the access for them to play, but then the off the court stuff. So even if the players on the team didn't get a wild card spot, or they do and maybe they lost early, they're still getting to practice with the players, and then also just see how professionals act, how they train, how they eat, how they sleep, all that stuff, and all the off court things that make a professional what they are. So it's a really good experience, exposure for them, and then also other players that come into town that maybe they have a coach that is coaching someone that might be looking to play college in a couple of years, and like, oh yeah, I've been to Nebraska. So it's really incredible for Nebraska to have the opportunity as well.
Sitting Hazel Dillon Tennis Center is a state-of-the-art facility, and the University of Nebraska means so much not only to the city of Lincoln, but the state of Nebraska. They are a major tenant in these communities, and we've just been able to be fortunate to work with the University of Nebraska to bring in great events to utilize the facility. So
yeah,
thanks for saying so many great things about the University of Nebraska, because they are a great community partner.
Yeah, no, and I go to college campuses all the time, and it's definitely one of the top tennis facilities out there.
Yeah. Well, let's drill down on July 12th through the 19th. I will tell you before you talk about the best times, what the event's going to look like. There's something about sporting events when you watch it on TV to when you see it in person. The energy, the enthusiasm, the grunts, the groans, the looks at the officials. Like, tennis is like next level fun, emotional. And I'm getting chills talking about it, because the first year I came out to watch you all play, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. So we want people to be there. So let's talk about the 12th through the 19th.
Yeah, so it's going to start on a Sunday with qualifying, and then go through the end of the week. But yeah, kind of as you mentioned, watching it on TV doesn't do it justice. But even just the athleticism of these athletes and seeing them how up close and personal, like, you can't appreciate it unless you're there. But yeah, there's going to be action from Sunday through Thursday, kind of rolling throughout the courts all day, starting at 10, 11 a.m. and going into the evening. We'll have an evening session each night, starting probably at 6 o'clock. So I'm still nailing that down. And then the end of the week, when it kind of comes down to the final players, Friday's quarterfinals, Saturday's semis, Sunday's the finals. So yeah, all kind of comes down to one moment in the stadium court, one court going on. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of good action throughout the week.
So no matter what time of day you want to see tennis, you're going to get to see it.
Yes.
I love the morning into the early afternoon. We're going to promise maybe a light breeze, 5 to 10 miles an hour, just to keep people like just ventilated and cooled off. What kind of things, people listening out there, what kind of things do you want them to know how they can help, whether it's as a sponsor or as a volunteer?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways to get involved with the event. So yeah, first and foremost, sponsorship. We're always looking for new sponsors and opportunities, but also whether it's just buying a ticket and coming out and being there to support in person, volunteering. We have opportunities such as being a ball person, which is the best seat in the house, hands down. You get to interact with the players, drivers, transferring the players throughout the community of Lincoln and showing them all the community has to offer, and then ushers. So you kind of get a free ticket to the tennis and get to see it and help the tournament out. So there's a lot of unique behind the scenes ways to get involved at the tournament as well.
I saw all ages helping first 2 years as ball shaggers. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to be quick. You got to be ready to go.
Got to pay attention and be ready for 140 mile per hour surf that's coming at you.
You know, just watching these athletes, both on the men's and women's side, and they get to the end of a match. It's a match, right?
Yeah.
When they get to the end of the match, like, they're done. They're so spent.
I know.
Like, they have put every ounce of energy into that one moment.
Yes.
And when they get that win and they drop to their knees, it's every picture you've ever seen of a tennis player where they go to their knees and they're like this, to throw their cap or whatever. I'm so excited for it this year.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, and then talking about the players, the level a little bit of this. So player field usually is about 100 to 300 ranked players in the world. And so these players are, most of them have actually played all the big ones, the U.S. Open, Wimbledon, but they're trying to crack into the main tour full time. But our last two defending champions, cool story. So Jake Fernley, our 2024 champion, the summer after he went to Lakin, he ended up getting to the second round and playing Djokovic at Wimbledon.
I remember reading about that.
Our 2025 champion, Rafa Hodar, he came into town. He was ranked about 250 to 275 in the world. Now he is currently top 50 in the world. So Lincoln was the first challenger title at this level that he won. And then ever since then, he took off. So it's really pushing the narrative that these players might be not ranked in the top 100 when they come here. But a lot of them, this is the stepping stone, and you're going to see them at the biggest stages of tennis on ESPN at the U.S. Open. And yeah, the other cool thing about this event and the timing is that we're now going to be a part of the U.S. Open wild card playoff. So players throughout the summer can accumulate X amount of points, and whoever gets the most amount of points that otherwise wouldn't qualify for the U.S. Open will win. So a lot of players are going to be wanting to come to Lincoln to try to get those valuable ranking points to try to get a fast track into the U.S. Open.
So are you promising a next level superstar you're going to see in Lincoln, Nebraska? Are you promising that?
We're 2-for-2 so far with our
soccer. I feel pretty good about this.
The stats are in our favor.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. So let's talk about growth of this event. We obviously appreciate the relationship with Top Notch Management and yourself. The tennis community has been a wonderful, wonderful asset. This is what we get to do every day. We get to recruit events in. We do everything we can to help out.
Yeah.
What does the future look like for this event?
So when we brought it here, the real discussion with both Visit Lincoln, Nebraska, et cetera, was that we didn't want this to be a one-stop shop and meme ever to see Lincoln, Nebraska again. When Top Notch and myself, when we're coming to town, we want to build something sustainable. For us, doing a two-year project, I mean, the amount of time it takes to do year one, it's not worth it for us just to do year one. We need to find a way to make this sustainable to not only now we're on year three, let's get to year 10, let's get to year 20. We're a part of a really cool event up in Michigan that's going on year 38 next year.
Oh my gosh.
So we want to be like, yeah, we want to build, I mean, those are lofty goals, but that's what we want to do, right? We want to bring a sustainable event to the city every year. So yeah, you could kind of count on it as a regular staple in the Lincoln sporting calendar. But some of what that looks like is growing offerings off the court, mm-hmm. Making it a cool experience for not only the tennis fan that might come no matter what, but also the just sporting fan or the, yeah, someone looking to do something in the summer. So, yeah, we're really looking to build on it for years to come.
Good. Yeah. Things like this can't happen without the community. So tell people where they can find you on social media, internet, whole nine yards.
Yeah. So we're on, LincolnChallenger.com is where you could find a lot of our information, ticketing, volunteer, sponsorship, everything under the sun news. And then we're on Instagram at Lincoln Challenger. So you could find all the latest updates there on social.
Lots of things to eat and drink when people are out there, Chris.
Yes, yep.
So come on out and grab a bite to eat for lunch, an afternoon snack.
Yeah, and prices are going to start as low as $15. So trying to make it affordable to see a pro sporting event. So
yeah.
Trying to make it get people out in the gate, and then hopefully you come once and want to come back again.
So close to downtown too. So come out and watch some tennis, head down downtown, enjoy the bars and restaurants and the nightlife and the scenery that is Lincoln. So Alex, thank you so much for your time today. Your role in making tennis something special is appreciated. And so I can't tell you how much I appreciate your work.
No, thank you for having us. And yeah, thank you for Visit Lincoln for supporting this event from literally day one when we found out this might be a possibility.
So what we do, so if you got an event out there and you want to bring it to Lincoln, give us a call. So thanks for a little bit of a testimonial there. That was good. Not paid. To learn more about a lot of the great things, including the Lincoln Challenger, head over to lincoln.org. And thank you for your role in being the people that make the place.